What's going on, everybody? June 5th, 2020. Greatness isn't guaranteed. Dealing with the mind. The mind, part two. Last week, greatness isn't guaranteed. That edition, we dealt with the power of the mind and the RAS, if you remember. The reticular activity system. I believe that's the correct RAS. That's what I call it. And how that filters our thoughts and our mind. And we went pretty far in that, about 24, 25 minutes. We're not going to be that long today. We're going to jump in and kind of drop these thoughts on you. Back in February, Sully talked about diving into faith and dealing with fear. If I remember that correctly, I want to say it was February 21st. Fear of the unknown. And I want to touch on fear dealing with the mind, because we know the mind is so powerful. And when we lock on to something with that filter, with that RAS, like, that's all we think about. And I use the car analogy about when you buy a car, you don't really realize how many cars are like that until you buy that car. Now, like, it's like you see your car everywhere down the road, that same car that you've bought. So that being said, building off last week's teaching, going into this week's teaching, I want to deal with three areas of fear. And reason why I bring it up, dealing with the mind, because a lot of times our mind will lock into these three areas and it stops us from moving forward. Again, the power of the mind can do so much for us, but we're working on why our mind is working against us. Why is our mind working against us instead of working for us? And if you're like me, at times you can be your own worst enemy, and fear can do that. So let me touch on three areas. And the three areas, first off, is fear of people. People at times can seem like they're our worst enemy, and they may seem like they're trying to hold us back. The things they're doing towards us, the things that we're interacting with them, and it's causing us vast amounts of frustration. And so then we end up fearing people. We end up fearing being outgoing, or we try to dominate people. But it's that domination is really based off of our fear of people in the situation. So first and foremost, don't be fearful of people. Move in love, move in genuine love, and be honest, be transparent, be appropriately transparent when needed, when you really can't be as fully transparent as you need to be or could be. Know the situation, know who you're dealing with. So don't be scared or fearful of people. The second area is fear of rejection. A lot of times we fear rejection, and our mind locks on, if I don't do this right, you know, I'm gonna be rejected. More likely by the same people you're fearful of. So fearful of people and fearful of rejection. Like, it won't be accepted. And we have this need, this innate need at times to be accepted in some way or some fashion, some form. And at times we're not gonna be accepted, but we shouldn't be fearful of it. That's just the truth of the matter. And we got to receive that truth, embrace that truth, and move in faith and belief in that truth. Now, we dealt with people, dealt with rejection. And the last one I want to touch on is fear of failure. So people, rejection, and now failure. This is really, really big. This has stopped so many people from doing great things because they don't want to fail. And it's a self-esteem problem. It's how do we look at ourselves? But at times, we need to look more inwardly than looking at what we can't do and look at what we can do. And when I mean by look inwardly, knowing that you are fearfully and wonderfully made by God, that you are God's child, and that you walk in the power of His might, not in the power of self. You know, we're not here to sell you anything. You know, we're not a group of people here to try to get you to buy, you know, tapes and, you know, the latest, greatest fad and the steps of 1, 2, 3. No. We're here, so it is very tailor-made for you. We're here to bring this tailor-made identity God has put in you and let it come out of you through Him, not through us. You know, it's not anything that we're doing except for letting you know and become aware of something that you already know. All we're here to do is remind you, renew your mind about some things, refresh your mind on some things, and get you to see things from the angle for which we see it. You know, it's amazing how many times myself, Sully, you know, Ricardo or Danny, we'll see something in somebody that they don't see in themselves. And it's because life has almost beat them down. People have beat them down that they're allowed to kind of beat them down. They have been rejected or they have failed. But I kind of remember a couple of people in history who failed, one being Kobe Bryant. He said he swing big, he miss big. He said he like Babe Ruth. You know, Babe Ruth, the baseball player back in the day, not the candy bar, it was named after him, but the baseball player back in the day, he would swing, you know, really, really big. Reggie Jackson, I believe his name is, he used to call him Mr. October. And in baseball, that's a big deal. Because in baseball, that's the time, I believe, when the pennant races are going on or the World Series. Y'all baseball guys out there, y'all know more than I do. So excuse me, I'm not really strong deeply in the baseball in that regard historically. But he had major strikeout periods where he consistently struck out. But they don't remember the strikeouts. They said, well, Michael Jordan, he said, Michael Jordan said that, man, people don't remember the shots that I missed at the end of the game. He said, they only remember the ones that I make. So he never shied away from it. So that fear of failure is something that we have to really just kind of get over. But all of it starts in the mind. Fear of failure, it's in the mind. Fear of rejection, I mean, it's in the mind. Fear of people, again, it resides in the mind. Because if it begins with fear, it's in the mind. You know, you could be in a dangerous situation but not be fearful. False evidence appearing real, F-E-A-R. But we believe it, then we end up moving in it, and the power of the mind takes over, and then it leads into our actions. Actions lead into our character, and that character, or actions actually lead into habits. Habits lead into our character, and that character develops into our actual destiny and where we're going. So we have to kind of nip it at the grassroots level in the mind to say, no, we can't do this. So let me repeat it again. The threefold I want you to kind of meditate and study on and rehearse in your own mind, that you're not going to be fearful of people, fearful of failure, or fearful of rejection. People, rejection, or failure. You're not going to be fearful of those things. If it's people, you want to engage, see what happens. If it's rejection, you can say, hey, they reject me. They're rejecting the best thing that ever happened to them. And that's their loss. And you keep it moving. You don't do it cocky. You do it in a humble manner because you know who you are and whose you are. We talked about that already with God's handiwork, the master's handiwork, part one and part two from Ephesians 2:10. But let me hasten to move on. And then lastly, don't be fearful of, I said rejection, I said people, of failure. If you fail, learn from it. You know, have a what I call a convenient amnesia. I'm choosing to forget, but I'm going to learn from the lesson, but I don't forget that I failed in that manner and allow it to hang on to me. Okay, yeah, I failed. Okay. But I tried, and I'm going to try again. I'm going to try again and try again and try again. So, excuse me, greatness isn't guaranteed. The mind part two, we dealt with fear today. Don't fear rejection, don't fear people, and don't fear failure. You know, go get it. Don't let anything stop you. And maximize the moment. Because a moment that is not maximized is a moment minimized. And we cannot afford to minimize a moment. Y'all be encouraged. God bless you.